Please stand. Let us pray. Merciful God, your Son was lifted up on the cross to draw all people to himself. Grant that we who have been born out of his wounded side may at all times find mercy in him. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated. The Holy Gospel according to John, the 19th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says. They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots. And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple who he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This was the day that Mary had been dreading. Ever since the days her beloved son was still small enough that she could cradle him in her arms. Although she'd known for some time that his path would one day lead them here, still she stood in the shadow of the cross. And I imagine that her ears still burned with the words that Simeon spoke to her as she brought her son at just 8 days old to the temple. "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." Mary knew that there would be a price to pay, and she knew it not only because Simeon had said it to her, but because Mary herself was a prophet. Even before Jesus was born, she sang about the wondrous things that God would do through him, about the power of God that would turn the whole world upside down. She believed in that promise and in her son with all her heart. And so, even though she knew it would be a heavy cost, Mary followed her son to the brutal, horrific, and excruciating end. And by all appearances, this is undoubtedly the end. The body of her beloved son, which was so unrecognizable because of all the abuse and violence he had endured in the last few hours, the body of her beloved son hung broken and bloody on the cross. The Roman Empire, the most powerful empire on earth, had arrested him and sentenced him to death. He had been brutally beaten, publicly mocked and humiliated. The crowds that once joyfully welcomed him just a few days ago into Jerusalem clamored for his death. Even his inner circle of followers had abandoned him and fled. And now the same soldiers who had pounded the iron nails into his living flesh casually gambled for his clothing as he endured the last few agonizing hours of his life. It's a cruel scene of unimaginable violence. And what makes the violence of it all the starker is how sharply it contrasts with the attitudes and actions of Jesus himself. On the eve of his arrest, Jesus gathered for a last meal with his disciples. He tenderly and lovingly knelt before them and washed their feet and taught them to love one another as he had loved them. And he did it all knowing full well that they would soon betray him and deny him and desert him. He peacefully submitted himself to the authorities, and he even rebuked his own followers when they resorted to violence. To the very end, Jesus showed compassion even for the people who killed him. He forgave them and prayed for them to be reconciled with God. Jesus willingly laid down his life to show them and to show all of creation that nothing, no thing, not even brutally beating him and torturing him and putting him to death on a cross, that nothing could ever separate God's people from God's love. Never. Nothing. Jesus would have been too young to remember the words Simeon prophesied over him in the temple. But as he was hanging on the cross in horrific and unimaginable pain, he looked and he saw his mother's devastated face. Even in the midst of unimaginable pain and suffering, Jesus saw Mary in her pain and suffering. And he knew full well the pain and the grief were tearing her apart. and standing beside her was one of the few disciples who did not run away when he was arrested. And so Jesus cried out to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple he says, "Here is your mother." In a cursory reading, this story is a touching moment of Jesus caring and providing for his grieving mother. Jesus wanted to make sure that someone would be there to care for her, even after he was gone. It's an incredible moment of tenderness in the midst of unrelenting tragedy. But read in a deeper way, this is a story of how even in this bleak moment, even in this dark hour, the powers of death and evil and discord and destruction that lay claim to this world have already lost. Because not even the reality of dying a torturous death could deter Jesus from carrying out his mission of love. Not even the reality of dying a torturous death could deter Jesus from carrying out his mission of love. 2,000 years ago, Jesus' life and ministry set in motion a revolution of love that cannot be stopped, not even by death. That day, the powers of this world may have declared victory in having killed Jesus' body, but they could not crucify his love. Christ has triumphed over the powers of sin and death and evil, and his powerful love lives on far beyond the grave. But today in many ways is still Good Friday. We're still waiting for God's promised kingdom to be fully and completely come on earth. We're still waiting for the fullness of Christ's victory to be realized. And we're still waiting for the waiting to be over. The world we have inherited is still claimed by the powers of death and evil and discord and destruction. The rulers and the empires may have changed, but the violence is still very much the same. But brothers and sisters, the good news is that even though our hearts may be pierced by the pain and grief of this world, because of the death and resurrection of our Lord, we live in hope and expectation that the unstoppable love of Christ is still turning the world upside down. And so held in the love of God that not even death can separate us from, we join our voices with Mary, singing with hope and in faith that God's salvation is now. That God will scatter the proud in the imaginations of their hearts, that God will bring down the powerful from their thrones and lift up the lowly. That God will fill the hungry with good things and send the rich away empty. Take a deep breath, dear ones, on this Good Friday, and keep singing that song, because it may be Good Friday, but the new day that Christ's resurrection brings, it's coming. And on that day, all things will be made new. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Amen. You have shown your glory to all nations in Jesus Christ. By your Holy Spirit, guide the church and gather it throughout the world. Help it to preserve in faith, proclaim your name, and bring the good news of salvation in Christ to all people. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray for Elizabeth and Tim, our bishops, for Anna, our pastor, for all servants of the church, and for all the people of God.
Almighty and eternal God. Your Spirit guides the church and makes it holy. Strengthen and uphold our bishops, pastors, other ministers, and lay leaders. Keep them in health and safety for the good of the church. And help each of us in our various vocations to do faithfully the work to which you have called us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for those preparing for baptism.
Almighty and eternal God, you continue to bless the church. Increase the faith and understanding of those preparing for baptism. Give them new birth as your children, and keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for our sisters and brothers who share our faith in Jesus Christ.
Almighty and eternal God, you give your church unity. Look with favor on all who follow Jesus, your Son. Make all the baptized one in the fullness of faith, and keep us united in the fellowship of love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the Jewish people, the first to hear the word of God.
Almighty and eternal God, long ago you gave your promise to Abraham and your teaching to Moses. Hear our prayers that the people you called and chose as your own may receive the fulfillment of the covenant's promises. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for those who do not share our faith in Jesus Christ.
Almighty and eternal God, gather into your embrace all those who call out to you under different names. Bring an end to interreligious strife, and make us more faithful witnesses of the love made known to us in your Son. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for those who do not believe in God.
Almighty and eternal God, you created humanity so that all may long to know you and find peace in you. Grant that all may recognize the signs of your love and grace in the world and in the lives of Christians, and gladly acknowledge you as the one true God. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for God's creation.
Almighty and eternal God, you are the creator of a magnificent universe. Hold all the worlds in the arms of your care and bring all things to fulfillment in you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for those who serve in public office.
Almighty and eternal God, you are the champion of the poor and the oppressed. In your goodness, give wisdom to those in authority, so that all people may enjoy justice, peace, freedom, and a share in the goodness of your creation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for those in need.
Almighty and eternal God, you give strength to the weary and new courage to those who have lost heart. Heal the sick, comfort the dying, give safety to travelers, free those unjustly deprived of liberty, and deliver your world from falsehood, hunger, violence, and disease. Hear the prayers of all who call on you in any trouble, that they may have the joy of receiving your help in their need. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Finally, let us pray for all those things for which our Lord would have asked us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Life-giving cross on which was hung the Savior of the whole world.
Amen.
We glory in your cross, O Lord, and we praise your holy resurrection. For by your cross, joy has come into the world.
May God be merciful and bless us. May the light of God's face shine upon us. Let your way be known upon the earth, and your saving help among all nations.
We glory in your cross, O Lord, and we praise your holy resurrection. For by your cross, joy has come into the world.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God give us blessing, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe.
We glory in your cross, O Lord, and we praise your holy resurrection. For by your cross, joy has come into the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.